You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So it was a fun weekend. Good weekend. I started out by going to get my steak dinner that I was talking about last week. Sat at the bar for happy hour. A nice glass of Pinot Noir to go along with an 8-ounce filet.
Good, good. Tasty.
And, you know, it's funny. When you order a steak at a restaurant, it's almost like you're getting into a battle of wills with the chef. Because they do not want to cook a steak as much as you want them to cook it, no matter what you say. And so, generally, I play a game because I like them medium. I don't like rare or medium rare. I like them medium. But you do have to request medium well in order to get medium, usually. But even then, it's not a guarantee. This time, I decided to live on the edge. I was like, screw it. I'm just going to order it medium. I'm sure it'll come fine. Dude, it was so, like, raw on the inside.
Yeah, still
it was
mooing,
hilarious.
Huh? Still mooing.
Still tasty as hell. Delicious. Did not, you know, take away from my enjoyment of it all. But it is funny about the battle over how well you want your steak prepared. Because I do feel like chefs want to do what they think is right for you. Like, if you order it medium well, it's almost as if they're back in the kitchen and I can envision them shaking their heads saying, this man does not know what he's doing. I am going to prepare the steak the way he should be eating it. I swear that's going on, and I swear that's going through their head.
This is how
they
really
want to do
it.
What's best for you.
Come on, Chef Boyardee, knock it off.
So anyway, it's still delicious.
I don't have that problem at the Lone Star Steakhouse. They usually are pretty.
They'll cook it however you want.
However you want it. Yeah.
It's probably one of those Swanson sirloin steaks.
You only get it one way.
Pull it out of the TV dinner, slap it in a microwave.
When they ask you how you want it, you just say, nuke it.
Right. What was the best part of your weekend?
Oh, God. We did a ton of crap again this weekend. My nephew's birthday was on Saturday, so we were over at my sister's house for a good 8 hours because there was just a ton of family and friends over. And we
You weren't there for 8 hours.
Hanging out. Yeah, we were there for a long time. I mean,
eight
I want to say 11 to – well, what's 11 to 6?
Seven hours.
Yeah, we were there for 7 hours.
Holy crap, Jeremy.
It was a lot of people. It was just a lot of family, a lot of friends, laughter, and we just kind of hung out for the afternoon. And, you know, my brother-in-law started busting out the IPAs and whiskey, and it turned out to be a fairly
decent
evening.
That's a different story, I guess.
That's kind of what gets you
Plus
through
you
those birthday parties.
You kind of need whiskey to get through a 2-year-old's birthday party anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so that was fun. Yesterday, gosh, it was so freaking nice out. I did pull down my bike. I cleaned up my bike and hopped on it, and I went for a bike ride. The old e-bike. And, Dom, I got to tell you, I love that bike. That has to be one of the best purchases I've made on something. Second only to my Traeger smoker would be the e-bike. I just have a blast on that thing. And it was just so nice to get out and enjoy the sunshine and go for a little spin. Now that I hear that we've got 10 to 12 inches coming on Thursday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it that
yeah,
much?
It's that much.
I knew there was snow coming. I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those spring storms on Thursday. So it was nice to get out. And then I do have a movie recommendation. I don't know if you would like it. It's a little corny, but the information and the subject matter is kind of cool to look up afterwards. It's called The Big Year, and it came out in 2011.
Is this the bird one?
It's the bird one with Jack Black and Steve Martin. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I loved
it. What a unique movie that was.
Loved it.
It was really interesting to know that this was based on true events, true life, that these guys go out for a year and try to see all these different species of birds. My two big takeaways were I have this weird infatuation with Attu Island now, the westernmost island in Alaska that's closer to Japan than the United States. I want to go there for some reason and just see if I can be there for a week with, like, no supplies, no hotels, anything. It just looks stunning. That's my first takeaway. And the second takeaway from this movie was that these guys all do it on the honor system. There's no, somebody there proving that you saw all these birds. Mm-hmm. And the winner in this movie saw, like, 700 and some different birds. but it's just on the honor system. Like, yeah, I saw that owl. Yeah, I saw that one. I saw that eagle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't is it Owen Wilson who's like the Owen one of the Wilson. Foils in it? Yeah,
yeah. It's Owen Wilson, Jack Black, and Steve Martin, which is a weird trifecta of actors, but it somehow works.
It works
in
the
movie.
I have to concur. That was I saw it a couple of years ago, but I remember that I loved it.
We were just scrolling through. It's hard to find movies that are family friendly, you know, that aren't filled with sex and stuff. And that was one that we stumbled on. We're like, let's check this out. And I was like, well, you know what? That was kind of a good movie.
You didn't see the scene where Jack Black has sex with one of the birds?
Wait, what? What version did you watch?
Must have been the director's cut.
Who? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Yeah, well, bully for you, man. That's a good film.
It's great.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. That's great.
Yeah,
the TV show we watched is another one of those BritBox crime ones. In fact, it's called Crime, so it's not like it has this real clever title or anything. But, oh, my God, it's another one that is set in Edinburgh. Ooh. So it's Scottish. And I know you've got a buddy who's from Scotland, but I'm telling you, man, when I watch this show, if you don't have captions on...
Oh, it's impossible.
You are not understanding. I'm sorry. They're speaking English?
Spot on, man. You're so true.
But it's also English. You see with the captions that it's almost like a pig Latin form of English in a way, because the words aren't even exactly the same.
Yeah.
And so there were times that we would pause and we would ask each other, what does that mean? Yeah, it's some sort of different vernacular.
Yes.
But the show, it's a 6-episode season, so that's my crime show for my fans out there who love the fans of crime shows. This is the one for you this time around on BritBox called Crime Season 1. There is a Season 2, so we will see what happens, see if they
I will say you
drop the ball.
Spot on with that Scottish accent, though. My buddy's Scotland Rob. There were many times that I felt bad because I said, huh? So many times, huh?
Yeah.
Say that again.
You almost need, with Scotland Rob, you almost need captions across his forehead or
and
something.
And if you get a couple drinks in the guy, like on a Saturday night,
it becomes more
just
pronounced.
Walk away. You have no idea. You have no idea what he's saying.
They have that thing where you can do translations on your phone. You just need to hold it up to him, let him spout off his drunken Scottish dribble.
Maybe.
And then try to have
I think
it,
the phone
like,
would
interpret.
Even be like,
Your phone would be like, you tell that guy to go to hell.
Beats me.
You guys are just going to have to learn like ASL and just do sign language with each other to try to understand what he's saying.